Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper Jay, and today we will be talking about the Rougarou.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
The state of Louisiana sits in the deep south of the United States, between Texas and Alabama, right where the Mississippi River empties into the Gulf of Mexico. The area was originally occupied by several Native American tribes when it was claimed by France in 1682 and named after King Louis XIV. It was briefly ceded to Spain before being reacquired for France by Napoleon. It was then sold to the new United States of America in 1803 as part of the Louisiana Purchase. The French influence is still present in the area today, even in its local cryptid, the Rougarou. The Rougarou is described as being between 7 and 10 feet tall and having the head of a wolf on the body of a human. Its fur is dark in color and its eyes glow fiery red. It has sharp teeth and claws, and has been said to both growl and howl. It is very muscular and strong, and moves quickly and gracefully, whether it's running on two legs or four. So basically, the Rougarou looks and acts like a werewolf on steroids. The Rougarou has been a part of Louisiana folklore since the territory was first settled by Europeans in the 17th century. The word Rougarou is from the Michif language, which is a combination of French, Cree, English, and Ojibwe that evolved down through the descendants of Native American women and European men who mixed in North America. The word itself is a variation on the French word loup-garou, which translates, unsurprisingly, to werewolf. While the loup-garou can be found just about anywhere from France to Canada, the Rougarou is the localized version in Louisiana. And even in Louisiana, both names are often used interchangeably. Rougarou is the Cajun morphed term for Lougarou. The legend of the Rougarou has been passed down for generations through both the ancestors of the French settlers and the newer French-Canadian immigrants. Because of this, there are a few versions of the legend, although all have the shape-shifting beast stalking the swamps of southern Louisiana. The campfire version is used to scare bad children into behaving, as the Rougarou threatens to come for them if they don't. The Catholic version has the Rougarou hunting Catholics who don't strictly follow the rules of Lent. This version also claims that anyone who breaks Lent 7 years in a row will become a Rougarou. According to the mythology, a Rougarou can also be created by a witch, sometimes by her turning into one herself, and sometimes by her cursing another person to turn. The curse itself will last for either 101 days or a year and a day, depending on which legend you're hearing. There are a handful of ways to break the curse without waiting out all that time. Just as a witch can turn people into Rougarous, they can also turn them back. Another way is for the Rougarou to transfer the curse to another hapless victim by having the victim draw the Rougarou's blood, thereby turning the cutter into the creature. Similarly, the Rougarou can also bite a non-Rougarou, which will turn the victim and cure the Rougarou. And a Rougarou can also be confused back into a human. They can't count higher than 12, so putting 13 of anything on one's doorstep, such as pennies or buttons, will not only protect one from the beast, but also cause the beast to frustrate itself human again while trying to count the objects. It's a win-win. In human form, the Rougarou will be a gaunt and sickly form of their pre-Rougarou self. They will never tell anyone that they are a Rougarou, as the consequences for this infraction are severe, mainly death. It is said that a Rougarou will stay human until it lures a potential victim to an isolated place where it can attack. So while it may prefer to lurk at night, it is able to change at will rather than by the light of the moon, making it much more dangerous and less sympathetic than a normal werewolf. The Rougarou is unique as a cryptid because there really are very few, if any, confirmed sightings. It's much more of a rumor or legend than an actualized creature, making it more of a boogeyman than a cryptid. Although there have been some reports to police of people seeing shadowy, undefined shapes that they claim to be the Rougarou, most of the sightings are actually hearings, with witnesses claiming to hear noises at night near their animal pens and coops. There is evidence to be found after these hearings, however, in the form of mutilated animal carcasses that, in the most extreme cases, have been completely drained of blood, or sucked dry of blood. So, the Rougarou is truly a horror movie villain. In 1996, a woman named Barbara Mullins found a carcass by the side of the road as she was driving on a highway near DeRidder, Louisiana. She pulled over and took pictures of the dead beast, which has since been coined the DeRidder Roadkill, and those photos have confounded cryptozoologists. Some have said it's a skunk ape, others have said it's a chupacabra, but the general consensus is that it's a Rougarou. So, what could the Rougarou actually be? Because of the unconfirmed status of the reported sightings, the Rougarou is most likely just a legend, a precautionary tale used to manipulate behavior patterns in others. In the case of the DeRidder Roadkill, it could be just a regular dead wolf. That's what the pictures look like, anyway. The shadowy figures that have been mistaken for the creature are probably other kinds of animals as well, and the noises and mutilations are most likely also the handiwork of some other predator, or maybe even a voodoo cult. This is in New Orleans, after all. And then, there's the off chance that the Rougarou really does exist, and what folks in Louisiana have been hearing and seeing is a species of canine that has never been classified by science. A cryptid. In the world of popular culture, the Rougarou is all over the place. The creature has been found everywhere from books and TV shows to movies and video games. When the Charlotte Hornets of the National Basketball Association moved to New Orleans in 2002, the Rougarou was one of the names that the owners considered before finally, 11 years later, settling on the New Orleans Pelicans. Yeah, they should have gone with the Rougarou. A Creole boxer from New Orleans named Regis Progre uses the nickname Rougarou in honor of his heritage and, in particular, his Native American grandfather. And continuing in the world of sports, several local schools and teams in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and nearby Gonzales have adopted the Rougarou as their mascot. The Rougarou also lends its name to a stand-up roller coaster at Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio. The coaster takes its riders through a faux Louisiana swamp, even piping in creepy sounds to simulate a Rougarou experience. The Audubon Zoo in New Orleans also simulates a Rougarou experience with a Louisiana swamp exhibit that features a recreation of the fierce creature. And of course, as is the case with any good cryptid, there's a festival. The Rougarou Fest is an annual festival in the city of Houma, just southwest of New Orleans, that celebrates all things Louisiana folklore, of which the Rougarou is, of course, the star. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. We're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com, so pop on over there too. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids.